Blog Talk Radio.
Been around the world, I done kissed a lot of girls, so I'm guessing that it's true. Made me holler and I bet $1 million. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Bang, bang, bang. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you.
It's 5 in the morning, Kush is rolling. What is she making, making next?
Yeah.
we going?
I'm not going anywhere with you.
Listen, then, let's ever give me a new strand.
The regular.
Area de la Ghetto. Have you ever heard of that?
The regular.
Fine.
Goodbye.
Fine. Doesn't play around. Finest blue diamond.
Intoxicated vibration, I can feel. all together. Could it be temporary, or could I be addicted to you? I'm struggling to find myself. See, I'm lost somewhere inside your well. Sweet like honeycomb pie, your love makes me so high. Keeps on taking me higher and higher.
Sell the clothes first, then, you know what I'm saying?
All right, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Hi.
How you doing?
Hey, what's up?
Yep. Mm. What's up with you? How you doing? Welcome.
Get equal. All I ask for my people. Baby,
water when I walk. Looking like you, just tryna fuck, yeah. This trip got you in heat. It's jumping, baby girl, hop on this G. You know that I'm on beat. All these trips got you happy, yeah. This trip got you in heat. Some way her juice is running down her knee. No stylist in the saline. Catch you flogging with an icy pedophilia. Pretty vibes inside a mansion by the beach. And the prints all on your bathing suit, your dollars, so you know. Some beds inside your room, designer garments for the week. And that's all on me, I swear that's all on me. You acting like you really want it. You gon' get it. Once I fuck you good, I got you. And your feelings. Break your bands and go, y'all pouch. Got you drippin'. Checkin', listen, more accountin'. Countin' digits. Cherishin' these riches. You like it, what you see? Everything designer, that's on me. That's why the way I walk. Lookin' like you, just tryna fall, yeah. This trip got you in heat. It's jumpin', baby girl, hop on these D. You know that I'm on beat. You light it up while I'm breaking it down. You gon' knock out by the end of this round, oh. You got me speechless, girl, that pussy no more. Girl, you're the only one that knows what I want. I'm feeling this shit, I know you feeling it too. I can go deeper, but that's all up to you, yeah. I wanna get deeper. All I ask for my people. Baby, we gon' keep it simple. I need all that. Looking like you, just tryna fuck, yeah. This trip got you in heat. It's jumping, baby girl, hop on these G. Yeah. You know that I'm on beat. All these trips got you happy, yeah.
Good evening. Whew. I'm your host, La Perla Negra. And I'm joined with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Ms. VIP. How you doing tonight, diva? Diva, you there? Or are you muted?
Yes, I am. I'm here. What's going on, diva? I'm good.
Hey, you good? Yeah, I'm good tonight, too. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Erotic Love Zone, and you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please, press that 1 to engage us. Just give us a little bit of conversation. We love you, too. Before I continue, I have to give a major shout-out to a very good friend of mine who is not only the CEO of Epiphany Radio, but he is also the CEO of those beautiful, beautiful gems, Raw Links. Diva, I got mine on. You got yours?
All the time, Diva, all the time.
I know that's right. And ladies and gentlemen, you can acquire those beautiful, beautiful pieces of jewelry to adorn your body with over there at Raw Links Be Raw at Facebook.com and on Amazon. And guess what? If you can't get them over there, holler at one of us over here at Epiphany. We hook you up. Trust me. And you won't regret it. Adiva, this topic tonight. This is actually a continuation. I don't know if I explained it to our callers last week, but we started off in the middle of the week, which they call Hump Day, right? Which is our day, okay? It couldn't be more appropriate. But I've been playing this game, And I've given each day of the week a name, and I want some action from it. And tonight is Throat Hen Thursday. Last week was Wet 'em Wednesday. And ladies, y'all know, that was about what he does, how he keeps you wet. And gentlemen, for you to let us know what it is that you do to keep her wet. But tonight, as I said, is Throat Hen Thursday. Now, this is about playing a little question game with him. For every question that he gets right, it doesn't matter. What was your hair color at a certain time? What was a song you guys were listening to at a certain time? But make it interesting. Give him some questions that are kind of hard. Let him know. You'll get treated if you get it right. And every time he gets it right, go down and give him that sloppy toppy, that throat goat. What they call it? That Gok 3000. Yeah. So, Diva, how you feel about this topic tonight?
Girl, listen. When I was writing my piece, I got a little, I got a little hot. I'm thinking, oh, my
goodness.
Because I saw myself in a particular position. You get my drift.
Mm-hmm.
But, yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's that imagination. We as creators, we don't have nothing else, honey. We got an imagination.
And, yeah.
I'm sure yours is just like mine. Extreme vivid. So, yeah, I find that I get myself worked up from time to time, you know, when I write certain pieces, especially concerning tonight. So, speaking of getting worked up over pieces, how about you go in and give us a taste of what you wrote?
Ooh.
Cause I can't wait. So what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna stand back, put you in the spotlight. The mic is yours.
Thank you. This piece is called "Getting It Right." He smiled slightly, guns to our head. I said with certainty, 16. He said I was right, and removed his shorts. I took a long lick across his stomach. With a sharp intake of breath, it rippled. I have 3 guns in my bedroom. What are their names? I replied, Sally Jr., and Honey. Right again, he said. I'm beginning to like these sex games. I ran my tongue around the head, hitting that ridge, and he moaned. He thought I'd take him in. But I ran my lips along his shaft, and he groaned in ecstasy. I thought, next time. Then he threw me a curve. What's my favorite pastime? Easy question, I thought. Going to the range, I said. Open your mouth, he rasped. I did as he bade. He grabbed my face, and he moved in. He gave his manhood 3 long strokes, then pulled out. What's my favorite thing to do to you? Now that sort of stumped me. He does so many things, massaging my feet, running his hand on my curves, eating my honey pie. Eating me? Riding your face? I opened my mouth again. I knew I was right. He went in deep. Tom's tears fell from my eyes. After he came, he said, you know me very well. I licked my lips and said, absolutely. No surprise there. And that's that piece.
Well, damn.
I know, right? See, that's exactly what I thought, too, after I wrote it. I said, oh, my goodness. What?
That was absolutely delicious. My goodness,
yes,
so many wonderful things he loves to do to you, and I ain't mad.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, okay, that was hot. That was good.
Yeah.
Hot. Yeah.
Well,
like
thank
that.
You. Now, Viva, I know you got something delicious and delectable to listen to. So when you're ready, my diva, the mic is yours.
Well, thank you. I don't know about delicious and delectable after that piece you just read, but I got something, all right? I haven't even read this yet. I just got finished writing it. But this is called Intellectually Flavorful. He's such a good boy. Not that he has to, but he does earn all he deserves. And what he deserves is my lips kissing and massaging the tip, followed by juicy mouth with a tongue doing circles, dancing a wave with his shaft. And finally, that throat goddess. I mean, how could I not reward him? I get rewarded myself because he just fits perfectly, as if he was designed to conform to every inch of the inner workings of my mouth. I wanted to play a game I call Throat Him Thursday. Part of the games I play every night of the week, just to keep it spicy. Tonight was to see how good his memory really was and how well he actually knew me. So I asked a few questions in the spur of the moment, just to catch him off guard. Things that I didn't think he could possibly remember. But he did. Every last one of them. And this game had to have been the most entertaining one, because for everyone he got right, he got some head. Question one. I snuck up behind him while he was brushing his teeth in the morning, and it was, did he remember what color panties I was wearing the night of our first date? This question alone should speak for itself, how the night went. But he smiled and said, I didn't have any on because I wore a black satin crotchless teddy trimmed with red lace. Said he remembered because he could smell my sex when we were getting out of the car before we even got in the restaurant, and how it was one of the best fucks he ever had when he took me in the bathroom that night. My mouth instantly watered, and I dropped straight to my knees and couldn't get him in my mouth fast enough. I slurped and slobbered until he moaned all the way down my throat. For the second question, I caught him while he was cooking. I asked him, what's my favorite position? And that he put the pan on simmer and turned around and said, oh, that's an easy one. Anyway, I hit you after you come in my mouth. Ooh, he got it good that day too. But this time, I told him to fuck my throat. Third and final question. I caught him right after my workout, just as he got in from work. I was sure he'd get this one wrong, because I never really wear it. Did he remember? Oh, the question. Did he remember what I told him my favorite color was in our very first conversation? He said blue. Damn. Just as I put my lips on him, he said, oh, no, baby. You've been having all the fun, and I want to taste you. But I told him, you know, I just worked out, and besides, that's for Tasting Tuesday. He said, don't play with me. You ain't the only one who loves a natural flavor. I spread them lips for daddy. Lord have mercy. I don't think I stopped coming that day. The way he ate my pussy and made love to me. Well, I gotta give it to him. My baby is smart and he tastes great. He is intellectually flavorful. Masterpiece.
Well, damn. Holy macanoli. I'm like, wait a minute. I mean, black lace, crotchless, with red. You know what? Man. And girl, Lord, when he said, no, you better bring that here. I'm like, no.
I was like,
not me.
Girl.
Not me.
Yeah, those are actually fond memories from long ago. And I wore that crotchless joint because the conversations that we had had, getting to know one another before that first date, girl, I said, oh, I had already made up in my mind he was going to get this ass before we even got to the date, because it was really, really, I mean, the time was taken. The conversations were never a bore, because I have a tendency to get bored. If you're talking a bunch of silly shit, you know, and we're supposed to be getting to know each other. And it just took off from there, and he got all of it. In the bathroom, it was real good. I mean, but you know, that spur of the moment sucks. I hadn't had intentions on fucking in the restaurant, but it just so happened. You know, it's just one of them things. And any place, anytime, anywhere, I don't give a fuck. And that's what made him even more attractive to me, because he was down to do it anywhere. It was no, wait a minute, you know, or somebody's watching. It was just like on go. And I'm a hot, I'm a hot ass. Okay, so I think it's time that we get to our callers. We don't want to dominate the show, you know.
But it's about to get hot.
Who's up
first,
right? It's hot already. It's about to get, oh Lord, this room is about to fill up with smoke and steam. All right, you ready, Diva?
I am ready.
All right, let's open up this first microphone to Poetic. Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. How you doing tonight?
Hey, Poetic.
Hey, Miss VIP. La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Oh, shit. Hey, man. Wait a minute. Hold on now. You can't be talking to me. You can't greet me like that. Lord, I'll let it slide. This is the Erotic Love Song. Damn. I wasn't ready. Go on, speak to my diva. Let me hear it.
Hey, Adrian.
Hey, Van. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Good. Y'all, let me just say for the record, y'all nasty.
We nasty?
Well,
nasty. I'm just saying. But Danielle, that was a little hot little number. I'm not even going to lie to you. Ooh, that was hot.
Thank you.
See how many times I looked at the phone and I was like, my goodness, let me clutch pearls I don't even have.
Oh, shit.
There
wait a minute. Hold on. It's got to be good. If Poetic said he clutched his invisible pearls, well, shit. All right, well, thank you, honey.
Man.
I appreciate that.
I was ready to crumble my piece up and get out of queue and rewrite some.
No. We already know the deal.
Man, please. Yeah. So what do you think of this topic tonight, though, aside from the pieces? How do you feel about this topic, the game?
I like it. It's creative. It definitely stirs up the erotic senses, if you will. And, yeah, I'm feeling it.
Yeah, well, I hope you're ready because for the next, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, we got five more days of the week to get this in, you know. So be prepared to write something to this game for the next 5 weeks. Because every Wednesday from here on, for the next 5 weeks, we're going to have a little erotic game that we're writing to. I hope y'all ready. I hope you're ready for it.
I'm going to be ready. I mean, I love challenges, and this one's a good one that I don't mind scribing to. So, absolutely.
All right.
That's what's up. Now, speaking of scribing, what did that wonderful ink of yours come with tonight? Because I know you brought something delicious for us to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
I did. This piece is called Into the Deep.
Mm. The mic is yours.
Take me into your deep. Into the place where air escapes, that which helps provide you with life. Yeah, that deep. Struggle to breathe as you delight in the excitement of simply just pleasing me and turn me on with your commitment. To be willing to die for just a few seconds while you take me in deep. So deep. That you make me moan not just on Monday or even deep enough that you get wet from my body convulsing on a Wednesday. Hell, it honestly doesn't matter what day of the week. You decide to drop to your knees and render me weak. Because the warmth, wetness as you continually take me deep reminds me why I can't sleep. Because I'm dreaming and thinking about you sucking me in deep. Of your oral welcoming committee snatching my soul even while I sleep. So while my eyes roll back in my head, the divine pleasure you give me instead, instead of closing up the hidden treasure of your oral fixation and taking me erotic, soaring heights of pleasure. I'm consumed with hot, steamy passion. I don't want to let go of my life force during this visualization of oral gratification, but I must have clarification. What is your name as you throat me deep? Why, baby, you say, I'm the oral sensualist that you must keep. Poem.
Ooh. Okay, well.
I'm stuck. I'm so stuck. Take me in deep. And, Lord. You know what? I got this one part you was talking about that while you sleep thing. Lady, that energy that you get from him by getting it while he sleep, it's different. And to have him awaken to gain his consciousness while you're in the process of it, it's a whole different animal. I'm trying to tell you, it's a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm.
That key, shit, you have a mind with okay, that was really, really hot. Wait a minute, Wait a minute, what did she say her name was again? When you said, tell me your name. What did she say her name was again? The what?
The oral sensualist.
I might put them words in a piece. I like that. That was hot. Oh, gosh. What did I say? Oh, Lord. Oh, Diva.
Mm. Lord.
What'd you say?
Forget about the hot, forget about the hot flashes and on this phase of life. I got hot flashes. Whew.
Yeah.
I just knew that. Wow.
I'm sitting here for
I got stuck girl was on her knees. Yeah, I need a fan or something. The water's not helping.
I mean, y'all opening the floodgates with these kinds of topics, these kinds of challenges.
That was absolutely delicious. Oh man, it just y'all things it just gets better and better. Lord have mercy. Yes, child, I'm about to send him over there because we can't handle no more of this. He coming.
Hold on.
All right. Poetic, that was delicious. It was absolutely delicious. Now, we need a favor from you a little bit later on. Would you mind
absolutely.
If we brought you back in so you could give us the rundown for Epiphany for the week, please? But wait a minute. Wait a second. Hold on, girl. Wait a minute. I understand. I get it. Trust me, I get it now.
I'm coming, baby. I'm coming.
Yeah, I really do.
Could you tell us right now what exactly you have going on in Epiphany?
Oh, man. Yes. Check us out tomorrow. J. Rob, the wise son, and yours truly, Poetic, in the Get Down. And then Saturday night, y'all, man, listen, Saturday night is going to be Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently. You should have a topic sometime tomorrow because I got a lot to talk about. And then Sunday night will be Inspiration Factory with your host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Poetic. So make sure y'all tune in.
Thank you. All right, please, go on over there to you ladies. I understand the impatience now. Like,
I'm on my way.
You Lord.
My way.
Which, thank you, Poetic. One love, one mic.
Thank you so much. One love, one
mic. Mary and Joseph, I hope that wasn't blasphemy that I just said their names like that. All right, Diva. I'm trying to tell you. Lord have mercy. Okay, we're going to open up this next microphone to Mr. Automatic Charismatic. Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. How you doing tonight, Auto?
Hey, Auto.
I'm doing just fine. Hey, how y'all queens doing?
Oh, we doing. I'm trying to find a rag so I can wipe this sweat because my fan just ain't getting it. I'm about to hit the air conditioner because Poetic done came in here and said some stuff.
My go-go brother.
He got us on go.
Yeah, it's my go-go
brother. Go. It's for real. So, what do you think about our topic tonight, Otto?
I love to play games, especially
you like to play games?
The little mystery games and just I love my queen. So you know, if I could do anything to spice it up between me and her, I'm down for it.
Well, how good is your memory if she came to you and started asking you certain things? How well do you believe you know her?
I'm very good with my memory. I mean, I don't like to brag, anything like that, but I'm very good. I remember too much.
Okay, well, then the games that she plays with you, you should be getting treated for every last one of them. Now.
Yes.
What did you bring delicious for us to listen to tonight? Because I know you with your freestyle style. I know you brought something for us delicious to listen to. And
you know, I was thinking about this show. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry, Queen.
Now, I was just telling you I'm going to stand back, put you in the spotlight, and the mic is yours.
Mm. All right. I was thinking about this show all day. This is this freestyle is called End of the Night. All right. There it goes. I was tasting the I was tasting the just tasting the This type of thing make her call me at the end of the night. See my appetite. I love to go ahead and twist down to her tunnel. I love to play with her muscle. My tongue game is so tight. I want to go ahead and lick it right. You see, I was sticking and licking like a universe. I can't be dry. I gotta give something that we both collide, and when my fingers touching her, I adopted her children that came from her. Let my fingers be wet like a melody. Real sweet and so complete. You see, I was eating her out. That her emotions had her eyes going in the back of her head. I wanted to go ahead and right to my playground. I wanted her whole voice to have a different type of sound. I wanted to take over her moans. I wanted to own her moans. I'm licking it there. I want to taste it because I'm ready. My tongue is there for her service. I want to eat all of her with a purpose. I want her heated. I want her to squirt like she's a volcano eruption. I want to go ahead and stew her. That her legs would be like a malfunction because she will be calling me daddy at the end of the night. She's my main appetite, and you know it's like with the sweet candlelight. Go ahead, baby. Lay down on the bed. Get the vicious head, enough said, and you know how it's going down, and let me be a leader. Let me be your teacher. Let me be your writer. Well, after I eat you out, I'm just wondering how you're going to be a survivor. Miss Automatic, Charismatic, the Lyrical Engine, 10 gears in, I'm all in. Rapid and drive.
Yeah, I'm wondering how she's going to be a survivor, too. What kind of survivor is she going to be? What mental state is she going to be in? Because it seems like you don't come up for air. You're just swimming through all of it.
It sounds like incredible head.
When I eat, I eat.
Oh, okay.
Don't take me
there.
I'm like this. Don't take me down there. If you don't, I'm like, I go war. My tongue goes to war. So if you're not ready for war, don't ask me. Don't open up the legs. If you're not ready for war, don't open up your legs.
I hear that. I hear that. I hear that. Diva, what you got for that?
I'm kind of stuck because I was like, well, damn, that amazing head like that, we in trouble. The lady's in trouble.
Yeah.
She might as well not even come over.
Let me tell you something. Good hand can put you in a state. I'm going to just say in a state. Okay. And I'm talking from either person, from the man or the woman. I know. It has a tendency to create stalkers and bring about a side of a person that they either knew that they had inside of them, but they kept it at bay, or they didn't know they would act that way. And I'm speaking from experience, getting strange texts, letting me know that I was being watched, and I mean, full description of my outfit and everything as I grab my keys and get in my car, and I'm like, what? Where you at? You know,
right?
Craziness, you know, and it makes you, you know, call a little bit too much, you know. So,
it's not great entertainment.
Great entertainment. Yeah, all right.
You know, my job is to make my mark, is to sign my autograph on the panties.
Stake your claim. I'm gonna send you on over there to the City Erotic Love Lounge. Poetic is over there with his lady, so don't go in there starting no trouble, all right?
No,
one love, one night. I know.
One love, one mind.
Let me tell you something about some good head, especially when, you know, there are people out there that really, really, really got a thing for doing that. I'm one of them. And I have to really, really chill out. Because I've had in my lifetime, I believe, 2 one-night stands. And I don't know how to not go all in when I'm being intimate like that, because I'm greedy and I'm a lover. And there's one particular thing that I really, really get off on doing, and that is giving head. You just gotta be careful with that, because them motherfuckers find out where you live, and you don't even know that they're watching you. I'm so serious, come riding through your block, and just girl, look, y'all be careful with that. But let's get back to the show, Diva. We gonna open up. Oh shit, we get ready to get treated again. It ain't getting no better. Lord, I got to open up the windows and the doors. So I need some ventilation now because it's too steamy up in this damn room. Because we about to let our diva up in here. We're going to open up the mic to Zuina, a.k.a. Queen Simmons, a.k.a. Still Zuina. Hey, Diva. Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. How you doing?
I am doing great. Y'all ain't even seen Chrome. I'm telling.
Oh, you hear them cutting up? You hear them cutting up?
I'm going to tell mom. I'm being fresh.
She went old school. I'm going to tell mom. Y'all ain't even being fresh. They are.
I don't. Mr. Automatic Charismatic was, ooh. What
is he? I didn't think he was going to come up for air. Okay. I'm like, damn, he's still out there?
Okay.
Did you hear what he's saying? His tongue goes to war. I don't know if I want that kind of head shit. I'm scared of this. Because that sounds like you eating coochie for revenge.
Okay.
No. I like my taste just as much as the next girl, but yeah, don't go down there and go to war like you try to rearrange the furniture.
Down there like you fighting demons. We don't need that.
Okay.
No. Oh no.
And then gonna leave his name on her underwear. Come on now. Oh, Lord. He was being so fresh.
We said it.
Lord.
Speaking of fresh, did you hear
my God. All of you guys. Woo. I've been listening. You can all
now,
of y'all.
Come on
fresh.
Now.
Fresh. Oh, well.
She said, oh, well.
What?
I know that's right.
Yeah.
I know that's right.
What you think about this topic about Wrote Him Thursday? Have you played this kind of game before where, you know, ask him some questions and for each right answer, he gets rewarded with some of that? I like saying it, that go 3,000.
Go 3,000.
Yeah.
I have never had the pleasure, but the way you painted that scene, honey, you both, I was like, listen, I'm over here taking notes. This is going on my vision board.
Look, it's not a bad thing. Trust me, it is not a bad
it's
thing.
Not. It's going on the vision board. It's going on the vision board. It is. Every day of this week that you're talking about, I'm going to have these days assigned on my vision board for the future.
Don't go creating no damn fucker
right
nowhere here.
All right. That's crazy. Oh my God!
You will be calling me, piss me from somebody's basement, talk about
right. Like,
I'm gonna give you the address. I don't know how to tell you how to get here, but I'm gonna give you the address. You Google Earth or something. Won't let me go.
write a piece real quick on how to get out of these handcuffs.
Right.
Please help me. We didn't go over this part.
Like, what did you do to the nigga?
Ah, I can hear him now. Right. Oh, God. Oh, I can't breathe.
No.
Oh, but I'm loving this topic. This is too much. It's too. I think I got a piece that I'll be go along with it. I've never actually played that game. I love the way you wrote it out, but the idea of giving a man oral stimulation and stuff. Look, I'm going to act a little shy about it, but
hey,
I'm going to try it
out. All right. Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Okay. Moon, river, wider than a mile, wider than his smile, bright watermelon slice type, blue and Mbutu cut features. I watch from a distance like the moon, addressing the river with a caretaker's view. Lord, just let me be a witness. Let me testify. Let me see you in the purest of light, dressed down of your edge, unchained of restraint. Let my light heal you. I want to kiss your scars as the stars bear witness to our naked magnificent like two drifters off to see the world. A voyage spanning miles on the surface of a kiss from his huckleberry lips as we kiss across the world as if it never ends. As if it never ends and goes on, but the day gives way to star dance and moon. This night, this moment, this waterside view of your body, it makes me emotional. I just want to be close to you. No, I just want to feel most of you to get engorged on your gorgeousness. So I'm going to blame the moon for what I'm going to do. I have no use for ownership of this moment. I'm going to blame the moon. I'm going to tag my debt to him like a parchment paper post. I'm going to say it's all his fault. I'm going to woo the ghost. I'm going to hold the tides tonight. I'm going to be the view. I'm going to ride the night away. Yes, I'm going to blame the moon. I'm going to give obsidian angles a psychedelic glow. My dignity set with the sun. I want it in my throat. I'm going to grip and slurp and slip. I'm going to curl your toes. Like tomorrow's morning, I'll deny you. Won't bring the moment to a close. Like a golf ball through a garden hose, I'm suckling forth your soul. All day long, I hail to you, submissive to your call. Tonight, my mind's on demon time. The good girl's about to fall. And in her wake will stand a minx submissive to her needs. It's me who's in control tonight. In this position, I hold dominion. I'm going to take my throne. Perch my waist atop your face, surfing the vibrations of your moans. Until you lock your arms around my thighs, leaving me no place left to go. You're topping from the bottom now. You're putting on a show. Round one, I'm left a shuddering mess, convulsing in my pool, but I don't need to catch my breath. I'm ready for round two.
I'm going to turn my body around, suckle the dick down to the hairs, massage the wet of your mouth on the way down south. I want you to spread your legs, vulnerable in my hands. I'm molding you to my view, but I take no responsibility. I guess I'm going to blame the moon. And that's that piece.
She's snatching soul. She's straight snatching soul. That's it. She's just straight snatching soul. That is it. She's just,
wait, and sucking like and sucking that golf ball through the tube. Oh, come on now. Through the hole. Help us, Lord.
Hey, Dwayne, and I wanna know something. I wanna, and I'm posing this to both of y'all, divas.
Okay. Mm.
Do you hold your breath when you give a head?
No.
No.
I must breathe. No.
Yeah.
No.
Doesn't it help to breathe in?
I'm talking about, well, how far down do you let it go in your throat? Because you can't breathe that. I want to know how long can you hold it in your throat. Well, we can talk about that.
Oh, okay.
Oh, boy.
Y'all thought I was joking about talking about that throat goddess?
No. I was going to jump on it. But,
we going to have a show on gold reflex.
Wee.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
All of that. I'm trying to tell you all of that. I'm going to bring out that nasty. Yeah. That piece, you just snatching souls. Okay. I ain't mad at you.
And wait a minute. As she snatched the soul, she curled the toes too. Woohoo.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Girl, go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, did you ever, one more question.
Okay.
Have you ever massaged his feet while you were giving him head?
No. Well, I could try it.
Right. See, that's what's wrong with you. That's why I'm
acting
a fool, because I'll be doing that.
Maybe that's why you got to stalk him.
Teach me. It's a wonderful experience. Try it.
It sounds like it.
I'm trying to tell you, like, right, you know, like, grab the back of his calves and just, like, give him a little massage all the way down through, you know, his heel. And then, play with it a little bit while you up there going,
girl. Lord have mercy.
You got to get creative.
I really
couldn't
say
I'm
a thot. No, right? I couldn't really say I did the legs, but I just grab the butt and keep it on going. Maybe up and down the wall.
Your hands busy sometimes.
I'm a hush. I understand.
I definitely understand and keep your hands busy. I don't know. I'm very handsy. So it ain't just, the double hand twist slobber type thing. I like to roam around the whole body with my hands, you know, as far as they can. I like to tweak the nipples and all kinds of stuff while I'm doing that. And make them just, the body reacts a certain kind of way. I love it. But that's for another show, like I said. Now,
I'm definitely tuning into that one.
Queen Seven, can you tell everybody what you have going on in not only in the Epiphany Universe world, but outside of that realm, you have other things going on. So could you let us know, please?
Right. Yes, of course. So Monday night, this Monday night coming, our show's topic is going to be the Night of the Poison Pen here on King and Queen's Court. Yeah, so bring all of those pieces that you just want to get off your chest, and you usually put them in the back because you don't want to, the ones you don't want to share, from the back of the throat.
Right.
Those types of pieces we're expecting, but that's Monday night. King and Queen's Quarters, and it's going to be at 9 p.m. And also join us on YouTube or Facebook in the Poetry Corner group for the Poetry Corner. It's a virtual poetry show that airs every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. And if you're interested in joining in, reach out to King Atterbury, Joel Atterbury, in order to participate in poets. And that's about all I have going on for right now.
All right.
Back to you.
That'll work. Night of the Poison.
It sure is.
Okay. I'm anxious now. I mean, I don't know. You talking about pulling out pieces you don't want nobody to hear. There's a reason why I don't want nobody to hear certain pieces.
Right, but I feel like the more we tell the truth, the better it gets.
Mm-hmm.
You know what
Absolutely.
I mean? If you're holding back in any way, that might be holding you back in other ways. You don't know. Let's get them out there. Let's, you know, say it right.
Yeah.
Get it out.
I don't know if I got enough nerve to put those expressions out there. I shall try. Okay.
Bring whatever you're comfortable with, but you know.
Yeah.
Right. You don't have to go all the way to the back pile that you know you don't want the deep recesses, but you know, bring up those pieces that you want to get off your chest. You know what I mean?
All right, man.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. All right, Queen. Well, thank you for coming through with that
soul-snatching
piece right there.
So curly.
Thank you. I'm going to send you over there to the Erotic Love Lounge. Poetic is over there. I'm about to snatch his ass away from Miss Thing for a second. Not yet, Poetic. We got a little bit of time, but Automatic is over there too. Yeah, I guess y'all, I'm going over there and have a drink. Stick around for the rest of the show. I might do another round. I might. So just be prepared. Okay.
All right, I'm here for it. Here for it.
All right, baby. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Shit. Everybody coming up in here snatching souls. I got to close my legs because y'all got me scared now. I'm sitting here. Shit. Diva, can we get a station identification?
Yeah.
We need one. Welcome back, everybody. This is the Erotic Love Zone. I'm your host, La Perla Negra, and I'm joined by my sexy, sultry voice diva, Ms. B.I.P. You are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. The dial-in number for those of you streaming online is 319-527-6300, and please press that one to get on the mic and be heard. A diva.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring Poetic back in here real quick to give us the rundown for Epiphany. And don't be hollering at me when I open up your mic. I know how y'all be over there doing. Hi, Poetic. Welcome back. How you doing?
Excuse me.
Good. I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Yeah. I'm ready for round three. I know she said she was ready for round two.
Three.
I'm ready for round three.
Well, wait a minute. What happened to round one and two? What happened to round three?
She already discussed it in her piece. Y'all didn't hear it? She said round two.
Yeah, I heard it. Mm-hmm.
All I heard was soul snatching. Shit.
I know. And sucking a ball out of a hose. Yeah. And curling tails. That's all I heard.
Yes. Y'all just coming in here. Oh, Lord, I can't breathe. It's so hot. Woo. Poetic, would you be so kind as to give us the rundown for Epiphany for the week, please?
Absolutely. It'd be my pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for The Get Down with your host, J. Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night is going to be Renaissance Poetry with your hosts, Keith Eric, Kimbrella Renee, and Trisha Stanberry. And then Saturday night is going to be Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently with your host, yours truly, Poetic. Sunday night's The Inspiration Factory with your host, Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Poetic. Monday night, y'all, is King and Queen's Quarters with your host, Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. Tuesday night is going to be Fly Speak with your host, Mojave, Mr. Tuesday Night, a.k.a. Iron Man. So make sure you tune in. And then next Wednesday, y'all, will be right back here for another edition of the Erotic Love Zone with Ms. VIP and La Pearl, La Negra. Ladies, back to you.
Well, thank you for that. Can I hold on to one more second? Because I'm thinking of doing another round. Would you happen to have? Well, I already know you got some stuff, but would you happen to have another piece prepared?
I'm pretty sure I can find something. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Do you need some time to find it? Would you want me to come back to you, or would you mind doing it now?
Oh, I can do it now. That's fine. I can do it now.
All right. Well, awesome. The mic is yours.
All right. Let's see. Let me lick tequila shots from your navel. Intoxicate me with the lust of how you taste as I unravel and unpack an energy so erotically stimulating that begs for primal penetrating. Damn, you taste so good. Is that the tequila talking or just my mood? I see your eyes roll back in your head as soon as my tongue touches you ever so gently. And that slurping, that slurping sound mixed with air escaping your lung. Controlled vibrations as my breath touches your skin. Trying to decide if I want another shot, but this time I want to sin. Tell you to pour it down your chest as it drips from your breasts into my mouth. Some slips past my beard and ends up down south. I proceed to use my mouth and lips, guided by my fingertips, to gravitate to an area that begs for sensual attention. See, this tequila whispers your name upon my taste buds, and did I mention? I yearn for the warmth of your inner walls as I aim to deep stroke your mind and watch you drip down my balls. Because with each shot of this tequila, I envision me having my way with you and your red lips showing me just how naughty you are in my rear view of your ass slowly moving back and forth, matching my intensity as I pull your hair, positioning you deeper on this girth. One more shot of this tequila and I'm gonna lose it. Turn into an animal just to prove it, that I need one more shot from your lips as I kiss the elements of you with this alcohol and my trip to your inebriated paradise. It's something I'll remember not once but twice, so sweetheart, how about having a shot with me and let me see just how good you taste? Yeah, just how good you truly taste. Poem.
Oh, my
tequila
goodness.
Shots.
Lord, I got stuck and stayed there. I'm just gonna stay stuck from the beginning. I was envisioning a whole hell of a lot. I got stuck, so I'm just gonna sip my ice water and mind my business. Woo, that was hot.
Wait. Is she positioning her on the girth? Lord, help me.
I'm trying to tell you.
Lord, yeah. Okay. Well, that was really, really good. I'm too visual for this. All right, I'm ahead.
I know, so right? Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Oh, Sarah. That was another absolutely delicious piece. So, thank you.
Totally
thank
delicious.
You very much.
I don't even drink tequila.
I don't like tequila, but I know there are several different kinds of tequila, and I am ready to try a different kind now to see.
Yeah, I'm going to say, it's like that outside. Dang.
I was just ready to say, yeah, there's a different kind of tequila.
Lord, I can't handle it, man. I'm trying to tell you. I cannot handle it.
I'm gonna tell y'all a little secret. My very, very first time drinking tequila, I'm going to let y'all take a wild guess who offered it, who gave me my first drink of tequila.
Oh, would that be baby? Mm.
Yes, it would.
Yeah.
Yes, it would. And this one, I don't know what kind it was, but I know it had the worm in the bottom. And me and my girlfriend, we had, listen, I used to be a slimmy, okay, a real, real slimmy. Okay, I'm talking the half shirt and the booty shorts and real tiny. And he got us so drunk that night, I kept dropping my wallet in the middle of the street, and instead of squatting picking it up, I bent over with my ass in the air picking it up, and I just heard the cars going, screech, burp. I was so drunk that night. Yes, that was his fault. We're going to fire him for this. Tell him his business, Lord. I ain't going to hear the end of it. But thank you so much, Poetic, for coming through. And
thank you.
It's my
pleasure. Steaming the room up once again. Lord, all right. Thank you, Kalinda. She just sent me a text message talking about, all right, you had him long enough. Yeah, are you good? Yeah, we're good now.
She's giving me tequila shots, so yeah.
No wonder you pulled that piece. All right, I'm gonna send you back on over there to the Lord. I don't even remember what I'm doing here. You know where you gotta go. I can't find a damn thing. All right, one love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Yeah, it's called the Erotic Love Zone. Love Lounge.
Yes.
Came up in here and upset everything. Lord, I'm going to open up Automatic's mic and see if he can do another piece for us. Auto, you still with us, love? Mr. Automatic, you still with us? All right, well, I'm going to set him back in the lounge and now I'm gonna save Queen for after we do another piece because I want to do another piece real quick. I know you got something delicious in your arsenal waiting for it. But I'm gonna go and this is called The Taste of That Kiss.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. As he slowly placed soft kisses between my thighs, he asked me, if I locked my arms around your legs and drank your nectar and my tongue wouldn't stop as you flowed like a river, what more could you do but shake and moan and pant and call my name? Licking and sucking my clit, oh my God, I've never been wetter. He's enjoying me so much, I wanted to taste too. I said, Daddy, 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 can I taste me too? Without stopping, he swallowed and said, Fuck. I was coming and he just wouldn't stop. Even after I gushed and squirted, he would not release my legs. I moaned ecstasy into the air. He kissed her and said, beg me. Kissed her again and said, beg me for a taste. I moaned, yes, Daddy. May I please, please, please have a taste too? He stopped, looked up at me, and released his grip on my legs. He entered me as he slid up to give me that taste I craved, and I cried out his name. As he fucked me, he stared in my eyes and said, look at me. Oh, God, I start coming again. This time, squirting all on his dick and balls and thighs. Ooh. Feeling that warm rush of silky juice made him moan and pull my leg up to deepen his stroke. The pleasure from his thrust had me ready to ride. But he loves control, so he kept me pinned. With firm grips and handfuls of my hair, kissing me passionately, fucking harder, faster, squeezing tighter. That moan, that dick, that taste of that kiss, that's that peace.
Lordy, Lordy, Lordy Jesus. I have had it. I've had it. I can't take it no more.
Yeah.
Lord.
Yes.
I took my socks off and everything else, too. How about that?
Well, Diva, Diva, before you get into your piece, we do have another caller that came in. And, oh, Lord, it's about to get even worse. It ain't going to get no, but it ain't going to cool down in here. I can see that. I know this for sure. Okay? You going to get some ice?
I'm going to go get some ice.
All right. You go get some ice, and I'm going to open up his mic. Why you go get some ice? This is my brother, who I love to death. This is and one of our favorite New York joints. We got ourselves a Mr. Tuesday Night, a.k.a. Iron Man, a.k.a. Mojave, among other names. How you doing tonight? Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. What's going on? Mojave, you there?
Is he muted?
Are you muted, love? Okay,
Hello?
Oh, there he is.
Sorry, I was on the other line. It's crazy. It's crazy. All right, sorry.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, how you doing tonight?
Fresh off. We had class tonight, SD22. Get them future drippers ready. Get them ready.
I hear that.
People had to listen and get things done, and it was good, you know. I got popping, rocking.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So.
Absolutely. Well, I'm going to ask you what you think of this topic. This tonight is called Broke Him Thursday. And this is part of the games that we've been playing. I have a name for every day of the week. And tonight, like I said, is Throat Him Thursday. And what this is about is she gets to ask you questions to see how well you know her, how good your memory is. And every time you answer it correctly, it doesn't matter what it is, you get some head. Yeah. Yeah. Does that sound like a plan?
Okay. All right. Yeah, I don't know. Why not?
Why not?
Why not?
I can't see any reason why not. Have you ever played that game before?
No, I have not.
I think it would be a really, really good experience for you, you know, because it's kind of like the spinoff for the female version of Taste Her Tuesday. Every time she answer a question right, you go down and you gotta kiss her. You know? Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I do believe this is the very first time you've been speechless, darling.
Well,
that's okay.
I'm a bit bewildered. I'm a little bit out of pocket. I don't know what's happening. But yeah.
It's all right. It's okay. It's okay. We can hear about you playing the game later. Because I know after tonight, everybody gonna want to try to play this game at some time or another. With somebody. So it's all right. It's all right. So, now that you've discussed this a little bit, what did you bring delicious for us to listen to tonight? Because I know you bought something.
Well, I thought I was going to get more questions. I'm like, what?
Well,
like,
that's pretty much it.
I never played that game.
Well, like I said, I already asked. I mean, have you ever played the game? And I explained to you what it's about. And I think it would be a great experience. I mean, would you like to play that game with someone?
I would love to. You know, help my virgin tendencies. Help me to get some things. Never mind. I'm just gonna. Leave it at that. I've never played that game before. Someone can pop my virginity for that particular game. I would like to figure out what that is. It would be nice. Yeah.
Well, the purpose of playing that game is not just for pleasure, but it's to see how well you know your lady that you're playing it with, how good your memory is. So this is about paying attention.
I think I might be able to pay attention to certain things.
Yeah. I think it's an awesome game. But please let's find out what you brought delicious for us to listen to tonight. And whenever you're ready.
But I'm gonna see what I can do right now because I was confused. I wasn't sure exactly what I was doing, but. I don't want that. No, that's not what I was talking about. Let me see. That could work. But there again, yeah. Anyway, what else have you ladies been up to? While we're over here and we're talking about it.
Let me tell you something. Poetic came in here and set it off and fogged up all the damn windows I had to open the door. Then Mr. Automatic came in here, and he wouldn't come up for air. He said his pawn go to war, so don't even open your legs. He telling his lady, don't even open your legs if you ain't ready to go to war. Yeah, he talking about eating pussy like he eating it for revenge. And then we had Zwina come up in here, and she just snatching motherfucking souls, okay, making toes curl and feet go all kinds of ways. Child. Yeah, that's what they did.
Exactly.
Pretty sure that feels pretty sure. You ever notice when people be calling you, you call them all the time, and then next thing you know, they trying to reach out to you, and you go like, "Yeah, I'll call you back."
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. Hey, I'm gonna ask you this question, okay? That I asked my divas. Have you ever been getting head and had like your calves massaged and your nipples tweaked and your heels rubbed while you were getting it?
No. I've had head so good that my whole body went rigid and I couldn't do anything. And I literally was like, it was like the geyser came up out of me. It was like a geyser. Like, you know, Old Faithful in Yellowstone. It was, you know. It just went down like you know. It was terrible. And I mean, got it up off me early. Got, you know, empty, you know, and I had a well, and the well got half the well came out. So, you know, and then they came back and got the other half of the well. It's fucked up. Good sleep. A lot of good sleep. My toes are doing gang signs. This is crazy. I don't know. But rigid. My whole body went rigid. Like bored. Like bored rigid. Like you know.
Well, damn.
You know, and they were greedy. Damn, you greedy too? Lord have mercy, Jesus. What's going on with that? And you're greedy, rigid. Just rigid, greedy, you know. In that way, you know.
It's like that sometimes.
You just go through it, man. I just try to figure it out. I don't be knowing too much things. So I'm just like, yo, what do you think? I'm like, I don't think. I just know what happens, you know. But you know, I think it's okay. You know, it's all right. You know, bad shit can happen to you. You can just be, you know, you need that sometimes. You need bad shit to happen to you. You need that one time where you be like, okay, listen, you know, and be like, oh, you can do this multiple times? I'm a bitch. Look at this. So I'll do it this. Yes. You don't have to do it tomorrow. Yeah, damn. What was I at? No. Okay. I keep looking for things. I can't figure out where, you know what, I'm just going to go. And then stop taking up your time, get the hell out the way. All right. Speaking of which,
Mike is yours.
Because we talk about being rigid. In fact, I'm going to call this poem Being Rigid.
Mike is yours.
Right. All right. I know what it feels like to be helpless. Unable to help yourself, crippled in the fetal position, toes twisted, frozen, foobar, fucked up beyond all recognition, fleshy, wet appendage with directive of pleasure, taking from me all that would make me male. Not much man, the way that I moaned, squealed as you squeeze, grunts pushing air from my diaphragm, mouth of war, more vigilant and disturbing than peace, breaking me into pieces, shattered through your passion, refashioned as I run within these sheets. Lost in a moment, time, nor where I am, what was my name, and again, and again, and again, somnus, hypnos, to all come to claim my consciousness, ready to paint my eyelids with the sand that sleep brings. And after extracting the milk of life, seeping from the side of your lips, swallowed hungrily, licking your palms like a kitten licks paws, weakening me, helpless, enthralled, appalled because you caused me to be an easy victim, the satisfaction that brings the power of your tongue. No words spoken, actions louder than nerve endings, electric conducted, tasted and tased through your animation. I am suspended. This is Phantom Zone. You are kryptonite. This is Achilles' heel. Stop. I beg. Pleading falls on deaf tongue that speaks to the obelisk as Isis collects all saw pieces, putting back what was torn asunder, quietly restoring my thunder, the same warm cavern that stole seed wet, restores blood, pushing like sweat, putting back wood, stockpile high, the flickering flame of tongue and wood burns. What do you say with a gleam in your eye? My turn.
Damn. Well, damn.
Oh, nice. Now it's my turn.
Yeah.
All right.
With a gleam in her eye. I like that. That. Okay. Yeah. You know, you got so much passion in your voice when you read your pieces. I don't care what it is. You could be reading Humpty Dumpty jumped over the moon and chased the cow around. It just sounds good when you read your pieces.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Lord,
go ahead and read. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, thank you for keeping the room steamy. I'm literally wiping my glasses off now, and while I am trying to clear my lenses, could you please tell everybody what you have going on in the world of Epiphany's universe?
Well, heck yeah! Let me tell you. Heck yeah! Okay. For real, don't fire me because I'm going to do this. Although my cousin damn near killed me today. He damn near, J-Rob killed me today because he said some bullshit. I had to laugh. I have to call him silver. But he made me laugh so hard. Like, I had snot bubbles in my nose. I was trying to laugh quiet.
Oh, my God.
But he just be going. I just realized everybody at Epiphany is just funny as shit. You know, anything else, right? Because you know, Dave got me earlier today, said some funny shit. And then I said, I don't want to get mad and be like, that's it, brother, that's it. I didn't want to do that to him. That's bad. I didn't want to do that to him, but it was a good joke. It was a real joke. Now, you know, because, you know, Sasquatch, he got good jokes. But anyway, that happened. But shout out to him because he finished the cover of my books. Thanks, Dave. He got it done. So shout out to Dave, you know, for finishing the cover of my books because, you know, the books is coming. We doing it because, you know, I've been doing it. I work on everybody else's shit. Everybody's like, yeah, we'll work on yours. And so I'm going to add some stuff to it. He's got to make a few more changes, but it's really fucking dope. It's something that I need. It's going to be really nice. And we're going to get it done before October, so it's going to be good shit. More importantly, because we can't be traveling. Can't be going, doing all these dates and going places, and I ain't got no merch in my hand. It's crazy. Anyway. You know, so I'm going with it. I'm bringing the affirmation T-shirts and my books and rocking out. That's what I'm gonna do. But you know, make sure you get your KD shirt, your King Drip shirt. You know, affirmations. You know, booty rubs and intellectual conversations. Patent pending. King Drip. That's the point. Anyway. With that being said, next Tuesday, I have no idea what we're doing. I just don't. I'm sorry, Van. Normally, I have these things lined up, usually 6 to 8 weeks in a row, but not this time. I'm kind of doing interviews, and I'm about to celebrate because, you know, I'm without my kids for like 4 or 5 days. So I'm about to run around like a madman.
Oh, you getting ready to do some bald-headed hoe shit.
I don't know. Dreadheaded?
dreadheaded.
Dreadheaded frog.
Dreadheaded.
Okay. Oh wow. I don't know. I think that might be even worse. Cause I, you know, Lord. Anywho, thank you, darling. Oh, I gotta tell you, you ain't gonna be the only one fired because I divulged a little bit of information about Pharrell, but I'll tell you about it later.
Nah, don't tell me nah, because he'd be like, you was in it on it too. I'll be like, no, I was there. I was in the room. I'm like, I wasn't in the room. I was in the room.
All right,
he might send us to go out there and do the naked huckabuck. He'd be like, go ahead and do the huckabuck. I'm like, oh, there we go. About to get a fine already. Look at this shit. Anyway. You know, VIP is mad quiet, man. What's up, Glowy? Come on, Glowy. You've been real quiet, Glowy. What's been going on with you?
Oh, shit, I forgot, Glowy Glory.
Glowy Glory has been quiet, man. Listen, I don't even like this new you, man. I don't know. You all subdued and demure, just quiet and whatnot. I mean, that's how you know. That's how you know somebody, they just back is getting, the good coochie collarbones is getting good. Somebody's just cracked your back like a grill stick. I don't know what's going on here. You be quiet.
Oh,
you quiet.
Oh, gosh.
She's just quiet, you know. She ain't fighting or nothing. She's just sitting there. She just gets sitting there with a knowing smile like, Girl, come on now. Man, I'm telling you, man. That's what happened, see. That's when people used to be spitball. I remember the first time with VIP, I posted in the group. She's like, you can't post your stuff in the group. I was like, who the hell is this person? It was me. I'm in my inbox and talk shit to me. Ooh, that's bold. This is in my inbox. You can't keep posting stuff in the group. That's why I thought her voice sounded like. I thought she had like gravel in her throat, and she'd be talking, you can't post in the group. Nah, I don't even post in the group. I was like, yeah. And I actually ended up talking to her and found out she was actually a really pleasant person, like real, real cute and pleasant. I'm like, oh, that's dope. That's dope. You cute, pleasant, and shit. Go crazy, you know. But it was nice. It was nice. It was cool shit. So now, you know, now you ain't single no more. You know, you just ain't here just calm and shit. Just, you know, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, New York John. That's my favorite
right.
New York.
You are my New York John, one of my favorite New York Johns.
You see what I'm saying? New York John. But see, that's the whole thing. So now you got some Florida John. Yeah, listen, I'm just telling you. I'm just, you know, she don't flirt no more. She'll say, you know, she'll take our jokes. She'll just be like, boy, she's like, I can't believe you said that. I can't believe you and Dave would say that. Now she's like, shit, it's okay.
Whatever.
Right.
Just calm. What happened? I'm like, yo, is the penile instrument that good? Damn. Just calm and shit. Just calm. Just, you know. Listen, ladies. I wish the best. I hope you do find a penis that makes you that calm. That change your spitfire makes you sit here and be like, oh, you know, just place on form. You know. Make hot cocoa and cookies. You're the cookie
lady.
Yeah,
I hope
I
find me a penis
that
good too. Shit. But you got to go over there to the Erotic Love Lounge because you got Poetic is over there, Otto is over there, Zuina is over there. Go on over there, grab you a drink. You know, sit back and chill. Put your feet up, take your socks off. Baby. One love with Mike. Girl, I can't with him. Diva, can we get another station identification break, please?
Okay. Think we can.
Thank you.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
At Epiphany Radio.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Erotic Love Zone. You are listening to Epiphany Radio. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. You have approximately, I believe, 14 minutes to get up in here. Because at 11 o'clock, the blog talk lady, she ain't got no chill. She will cut you off at the ankles, okay? And make sure you press that one to engage us. Diva, ready to bring in this next caller?
I am. I'm ready.
All right, well, we got ourselves a Just Jay. How you doing, Just Jay? Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone.
Oh, okay. Lord. I thought I was calling into the Jesus Network.
No, I know the hell you didn't, not listening to every we just got finished talking.
Was wondering what y'all were talking about. I was like, what part of Jesus is this?
In purgatory. If you thought you was calling into the Jesus Network, you must have thought you stopped in purgatory for a second.
Just a hot second ago, see what's going on.
How you been?
Y'all been jazzing out. Y'all been having a ball up in this joint.
Man,
I got to tell you right.
Everybody bringing their good energy, you know, and they loving this topic. And I want to know how you feel about this topic. Have you played those types of games with your lady?
Game?
All right. Well, tonight it's called Throat Him Thursday. Okay, and what I'm doing is I got a name, Throat Him Thursday. And what I'm doing every night of the week,
it's
I got a name.
Though.
Listen, I got a name for every night of the week. And tonight just happens to be Throat Him Thursday. And how the game is played is she will ask you a series of questions to see how good your memory is and how well you actually know her. And for every question that you answer right, you get some head.
All right. All right. Let's play this game.
Have you ever played it before?
Not like this.
Not like this. Well, I'm telling y'all, this is the way the game is played. So, you know, and it's more so to find out, you know, how much or how little you do know about your partner when she asks you these questions. And then you get yourself a little treat for having a good memory behind it, you know.
Don Scullion.
Yeah. I think it's all good. But there's a game for her as well. But that's to be played on Tuesday. It's called Taste Her Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And same thing goes for her. You're asking her the questions this time. And every time she gets a question right, you got to give her some of that.
I'm going to be cheating for it, then.
You will be cheating?
You can't cheat. You can't cheat.
Give us a real soft ball. Literally.
You can't cheat. Okay. That takes away from you can't cheat, man. Because the reward comes, you know, you can't take away from the reward. You know what I'm saying? You gotta just do it.
I play a joke, but I'll be waiting to Thursday again. Wednesday, brother.
Wow. All right, Jay. Well, thank you for your input. And we are interested in knowing. And don't come up in here tomorrow. I just came by to say hi and show support. No. We are very interested in hearing what you brought delicious for us to listen to tonight. Because I know you brought something.
I got a poem about a bird that's a swallow.
Okay. Well, I tell you what. I'm going to stand back and put you in the spotlight, and the mic is yours.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I appreciate y'all giving me the runway and everything. All right. The picture of strength, of vigor, in all of its opulence. A sculpted work of art in all of its grace. The grapefruit at its base. Tonight your tongue's twitch will flip the switch that sends Chernobyl to critical. like a lichen-covered water slide as the shaft glides down your hollow. A meal promise, but repeatedly pulled back, teasing your appetite into ecstasy. With lubricating drops of dawn, causing sudden action, while you froth broken Slavic communications that guap. In reciprocation, you receive waves of titillating seeping secretions from the depths of your folded folds, causing your fauna's flora to pheromone. You are an amazing piece of machinery. While I cup your ears so your gasp are all you hear as the trombone slides. Oh, the organ loves making pipe music. The most gentlest giant you have ever encountered. You have found your Ahab, your right whale, your Kilimanjaro, your test of endurance. I feel that you're becoming impatient. I can feel it in your frenzy. You have come to conquer. You are going past your point of no return. To raise the bottle in victory. Shake the magnum and twist the neck. Shake the magnum and twist the neck. As you fully open your next passage. Just in time to swill the jet stream. As your eyes roll like a heroin-induced dream. Pulling. You are ringing. Milking every drop of savory libation. As you lay back panting. And smiling. Confident. In a job well done. Poem.
Well, damn. You know what? Got me. My mouth is watering. I love your choice of words. It's almost archaic. The way that you spit it, it puts me in the mind of almost like a Shakespearean tongue, the way you're reading it. It's like a beautiful sex novel, you know, but in old language. I love it. I've always been a fan of your work.
Thank you.
That shit was hot. I'm still wiping the corners of my mouth. I'm like, well, damn. Okay. Tell me more. Yeah.
I got to read this poem one more time tonight.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to listen to the playback. That's all right. That's all right. That was really, really, it was beautifully done. I loved it. Thank you. It was hot. So, yeah, you keeping the steam going in this room, and it was really, really a dope piece. And thank you, stranger.
The old backhand again, Danielle. I told you about that old backhand.
Listen,
don't show yourself.
You already know. I ain't changed.
Oh, no.
Nothing changed about me but my clothes. I'm trying to tell you. You better. I'm trying to tell you. But, wow, thank you. Before I let you escape, though, can you please tell everybody in Epiphany and out there in the poetry world what you got going on?
I have a very big day coming up Sunday. I will be interviewing Van Metals Poetic Sunday, 6 Central, 7 Eastern, on Clubhouse. We're going to talk to Van about longevity. We're going to talk to Van about coming up. It's going to be more so of an interview than poetry, but we are going to get a chance to weave his poetry in there too in integral times.
Wow. That sounds awesome. Well, congratulations to our station manager for your upcoming interview. And giving us some information on the longevity. I know it's going to be an awesome read, awesome interview. And thank you again, Just Jay, for coming up in here. I ain't gonna fuss at you because I do.
I'm not gonna fuss at you.
I'm really trying. Don't stress me. I got things going on.
I know you are, because I know how bad you get.
Okay. But I'm going to send you on over there to the Erotic Love Lounge. You're going over there, grab yourself a drink, find a booth or a table. You got Hobbies over there. You got Mr. Automatic Charismatic. You got Zwina over there, and Poetic is over there in the corner with my mixologist.
Okay. I'm going to be in good company then, from the sounds of it.
There you go. All right. Thank you for coming.
All right.
One
y'all
love,
ladies,
one
take
love.
Care now. Be all easy. Right.
One love. Good night.
Take care, VIP.
Wow. Whew. Diva. That was just that. We got another caller up in here. Oh, Lord, we in trouble again. Do you see who is up in here? I'm such a fan of this next artist.
Yes,
open up his microphone now. We got us a Jay Walker in the building. Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. How you doing tonight?
Hey, Jay.
Oh, man, I can't complain. I cannot complain. How you ladies doing?
We hanging in there. We holding on. All this hot poetry coming up in here. Look, after I tell you what the show is about, you'll figure it out. Trust me.
Okay, let's see what the show is about. What we got?
All right, tonight is a continuation of what I'm calling my sex game. Okay, and what I've done is given every night of the week a title for that week. Okay, so tonight is called Throat Him Thursday. And what it's about is you will be asked a series of questions by your mate to see how good your memory is and how well you know her. And every time you answer the question right, you get some head. Hence the word, the topic, Throat Him Thursday. Have you ever played that game before?
I have not, but if I was going to play that game, then she would be in trouble because I study her like college.
Oh, well, all the better for you. Because guess what? We also have one coming up called Taste Her Tuesday, and that's where you get to ask her questions. And if she gets one, whenever she gets one right, you got to go down there and all that good stuff every time. Okay.
Oh, okay. So, man. Ain't no wrong
but like
with that.
Like I said, tonight is Throat Him Thursday. So you get to enjoy the Gawk Gawk 3000.
I got you.
Okay. So... since it seems like you would like to play that game, we want to know, what did you bring delicious for us to listen to tonight?
Let's see what we got. Hey, so we did Elevation last week. We actually did part one. We're going to finish it up with part two today.
All right. Well, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Let's get it. Elevation. Tequila shots. Crown black shots. We don't stop until we end up with me giving you back shots. Round and round we go. Where we end up? Hell, we don't even know. Bedroom, bathroom, kitchen counter, or living room floor. I'm the captain of this plane, and I'm in full control. Elevation. Flying where doves go. Separate tears rain down on us. This passion is miraculous. is defiant like an activist, defying all laws of gravity, holding me tight like a seatbelt as you fly with me. People on the ground get jealous because this love is on another level. Well done, grasshopper. You learn fast, bounce up and down on it. Olympic gymnast on a balance beam. Now you on top of me doing shit I ain't even seen. Now you teaching me a lesson. Lying her confessor, giving you your roses, giving you the title as the GOAT. No hands, no teeth, all throat. Playing pole position, no gag, no reflex, no choke. Lots of saliva makes a slippery slope. Hot tongue sliding up and down like it's skin. Elevation got me levitating because you won't stop even after I start skiing. That's my piece.
What the hell?
Break a goal.
Wait a minute. I wasn't ready. I was not ready. Wait a minute. I got lost. Did you say something about a ski slope? Wait a minute. What did you wait a minute?
Hey.
I got lost.
Hey, you know, lots of saliva makes a slippery slope. Tongue sliding up and down like it's eating. You know?
Oh, so see why I'm a fan. I can't help myself. Oh, Lord. That was absolutely delicious, Diva. What you got for that piece? Damn.
Let me tell you something. I keep getting lost every time he speaks. I'm thinking, like, you just said in? And he said something about how he levitates so high and, while everybody's down on the ground, we're up high. I'm like, oh, yeah, okay.
Okay.
But I get stuck every time you spit. I'm trying to tell you, I've been a fan since day one. Well, the second I heard you, that is. But I keep getting stuck. But it was delicious and scorching and all that. I loved it.
Hey. Yeah, I appreciate it. Definitely appreciate the platform. You know, it's like I tell people all the time. I write these things and I don't ever actually go back and read them until, you know, like it's a platform or whatever. So a lot of times I'm actually reading it for the first time. So I knew Elevation was written a while back, but to actually say the words out loud, you know, you get a different feel. Even me, I get a different feel once I say them out loud.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Child. All right, Jay. Well, before we let you skate off over there into the Erotic Love Lounge and grab a drink, I want to tell everybody what you got going on in the world of poetry.
Oh, I ain't got shit. No, I'm just playing.
Okay. That's all right.
I'm just playing. You know what? Nothing, man. I'm just writing. I'm getting ready to start here because I'm in Dallas. I'm in Texas, so you know I'm ready to hit a few spots. We have this spot coming up that I was actually invited to called Liv Jones Sunday, and it's like a day party where it's just neo soul and open mic, and it's free daiquiris all for like 6-7 hours. So we just gonna vibe out, have some drinks, and spit some words, and you know have fun while we doing it. But as far as anything else, man, I'm just enjoying enjoying these words as they come, and I'm just writing, and that's pretty much it.
Well, that sounds like a plan. That daiquiri keep coming sounds Like, it's right up my alley. That's what's up. Well, all right, then. Thank you so much for calling in and steaming the room up again for us. I'm going to send you on over there to the Erotic Love Lounge. You go in there, grab yourself a drink. Drinks are on the house. Lay back, grab yourself a booth or a table. Put your feet up, take your socks off. Baby, baby. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Wow, Diva. Diva, Diva, Diva. This was an amazing show. It really was. I can't even see. I don't know about you, but I can't even see. I done opened up and got some ventilation going, but it's so damn steamy. You know, I got to crawl on the floor because heat rises, so I'm going to crawl on the floor to find my way through, you know, to get up out of here, because other than that, I'm going to be bumping into stuff, you know. And I really, really enjoyed myself tonight, as always, and I thank you for riding shotgun with me again. You got any closing words, Diva?
I do. Everyone who participated tonight, thank you so much. We do appreciate you, each and every one of you. Y'all stay safe out there. They swear we're in herd immunity, but it's not over. Not with monkeypox and then this new variant. So y'all stay safe. Bless you guys. Diva?
Absolutely. Thank you, Diva. Yes, please, as I always say, use your common sense, okay? Be courteous, be sensible, and get that good relationship going with yourself, because therein lies fear, and you're going to have that relationship for the rest of your life. Continue to respect and love one another, all right? And, yes, stay safe. And with that, I'm going to say, peace, and take you out with this.
Wish I could start it over. Baby, I need you over. Wish I could taste, kiss you down by your waist. He treats you wrong. Wish I could show you love. Wish I could make you know it. Baby, you need to know it. Yeah. Whispering love, ain't nobody gotta hear. He lost control, doesn't even know you're here. Nobody knows, I just keep it in my head. I don't say too much, I just need your touch, baby. I don't say too much, I just need your touch.
Yeah.